Tuesday. No, no. Well, what's the difference? You know, we're learning kitzur now. We'll see. Actually, I have to go to a levaya tomorrow. It's a shtickle meis mitzvah. It's a relative, but it's a meis mitzvah. It's like an old lady who had very severe Alzheimer's for many, many years. So she ended up being alone for the last few years. Now, they don't even know what to do with her. She rather lives in Rehovos. My friend Rabbi Stein is out of the country. So my wife's taking care with the Chevra Kadisha, with everything. Like, it's a shtickle meis mitzvah. There's no one left already. She's like old lady. And, you know, when you have Alzheimer's many, many years, no one, you know, she doesn't have any friends or family. Like, so I'm her family, but I don't know. So Rabbi Stein's out of the country. My wife's, I hope she's, my wife knows Hebrew, so. In this country, you can look up the Chevra Kadisha in the phone book. That's all. Look up the Chevra Kadisha and call them up. Really, it's very... Okay, we're learning a Simen Mem Ches. We're learning Hilchos Brachos. We started with Simen Mem Ches, and we're talking about Hamot, really, Bori Minei Mezonos. So he starts off about Pas Habor B'Kisnin. And we really talked yesterday, a shtickle, too much about the problems nowadays with Pasabo B'Kisnin. We're a little too makil. And there are some achronim that justify being so makil. By makil, I mean not washing and making hamotzi and benching when we eat too much of Pasabo B'Kisnin. But we'll get to that in the kitzer, probably. Anytime you see a mezonos roll, when you eat too much cake in a kiddush, or too much pizza, if there is such a thing as too much pizza, and it's always a problem, and we're very makil. Maybe not. Some people are not makil. Some people are more aware by pizza. Okay, when you make a lunch out of it, it's an easier call. Maybe people know to be machmir when they say, "Okay, what are we having for lunch today? We're having pizza for lunch." So then, and if you can have two pieces and that's your lunch, you should wash, make hamotzi, and bench. A kiddush, even if you eat a lot of cake, so there's achronim that I say take context into account. And the context is you're not eating your lunch now. You're not, that's kfiyas, is your lunch. You're nashing. You're eating a lot because we eat a lot. If you, like I said, they had one room homes, so by them you ate like four kebeyas, like whoa, four kebeyas, like that's a meal. And to us, four kebeyas is like, yep, you know, next. You know, pass me the toothpick. What's next? What's the next course? What's four kebeyas? You know, we feel like we ate anything.
The Gemara mentions heavy people, right? There was an aura that was some big purposes about Basar
in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara describes in very almost fantastic terms the amount of Basar Korbanos certain Kohanim would eat. Mahu pas habo b'kisnin? What is this mysterious pas, but a pas habo b'kisnin? So, Yesh Omrim, famous, I think most people by now know it, three shitas, three opinions. Yesh Omrim, some say shu pas, shanasa kimin kisim, mamula b'peiris, o b'bosar, o b'gvina. Kisnin, which from the word kisim, pockets, and it has fillings. Pizza would be included in this. You know, this, it has a topping. Maybe falafel would be more, if it was baked like that. Falafel is not a shayla. Chas v'shalom is not pasabo b'kisnin, because the pocket is formed and the vegetables are put in after it's baked. But if you would take a dough, kreplach, and really, the shayla is kreplach pasabo b'kisnin. So we'll see, because it has to have tzuras hapas. Kreplach pashtas don't have tzuras hapas. But we're really talking about something like pizza, where it's baked with a filling. So the filling might be meat, like kreplach, or lasagna, sometimes is baked. What? Knishes, right? Berekas or knishes, right, are baked already with a filling of peiros or bosar or gvina, the kayotzebo. Now, again, this includes even if it's very flavored, like honey, a lot of honey in it. A fruit-filled pie, they said here. Now, let me read you from the art scroll. It says, the Achronim agree that small pastries, which are clearly meant to be a snack, this would be like, I guess, burekas. Burekas, small pastries with bits of cheese or meat inside that are commonly served as a dessert, like a cheese Danish. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Then it's pasabor bekistin. But he says, but sometimes it's made like to be a meal, like they bake it lechatchila as a way of making a sandwich. I guess like a tuna melt. I see it's a bad example, but if a tuna melt, let's say, would be made originally with the dough.
Calzone.
What?
Calzone.
Calzone is baked?
Yeah.
Oh, so he says that's... A lot of Achronim, they bring down, Mishnah says that that's straight hamotzi. That's not even pasabor bekistin. If it's meant to be eaten as a meal, then it's not, and they just make it that way, even with the filling. Because the kitzer, or this category is talking about like a cheese Danish, like a bits of cheese, it's clearly meant to be a dessert or a snack. Then it's pasabor bekistin. And if you eat too much, it's a problem, it's a question. But he says, many Achronim, the Kitzur doesn't make the Chilek, but the Mishnah Berurah does, that if it's baked like, it's already made like to be a sandwich, to be a meal, then it's straight bread, even though it has the filling.
How about those little tiny hot dogs with the dough around it? You know, that
you mean the small ones, like,
yeah.
They walk around like that? You know?
Yeah.
Again, that's meant to be a snack. But if you go into, let's say, I don't know, I used to sometimes go, Yala, not Yala, whatever it is. Like they have like big ones. Do people eat that as meals? Kids eat them as meals. And they're baked originally with the dough. So according to this, it would be straight hamotzi. It's not even pasabor bekistin. Okay. But let's get back to pasabor bekistin, which would be like burekas or cheese burekas or whatever. Pchenk shanasa kamo fladin. Again, layers of dough and fruit. Strudel. What's baklava? Oh, it's an English word.
It's a very sweet dessert.
Okay.
Very oily, very greasy, sticky.
Stop, my mouth's watering. Yeah. I hear. Okay, or apple strudel. Okay, v'yesh omrim shehu pas shenilos b'shemen or b'shumen. This is what they call mazonos rolls, because there's a lot of apple juice in it. And you taste it. It tastes very, very cakey. Some people make challahs, though. I mean, I get calls sometimes from women that they put in like a lot of either sugar or eggs, and you really, really taste it. So I say, listen, don't worry, because you're using it for your Shabbos meal. So really, like, you make hamotzi. The question is on the people that don't make hamotzi. But don't worry, because your mamish being koveya suda on it. So go ahead, use it for your lechem mishnah, and that's your hamotzi. But that's what he says, if there's a lot of milk or apple juice.
Why? They don't, for some reason, they
don't want to have it. Yeah, because they hold it takes much less. I mean, why don't they just say we're being kaveh sudan on anyway? That I don't know. I don't, that's what Beferish did. I'm not aware that there's any machlokas about that. Could be they just makpid, they want to have lechem, they don't want to have pasabor bekistin, they want to have straight pas. They have a much lower threshold for what it takes to be called pasabor bekistin. The taste doesn't have to be total. It just has to, I think, alter the taste a little, so that's why they have a lower threshold of that. The Beis Yosef hold of a much lower threshold. So he says, V'yeshom shu pas, any pas, could be straight. So the first shot was with filling. The second shot is a regular bread, but it's with a lot of honey, or a lot of sugar, or a lot of oil, or a lot of eggs, or bishormei peres, or other fruit juices. Afilu irbo gam came mayim, there's water there. Ela shehu amuot, but the dominant taste is the flavoring. Let's say coffee cake, or honey cake, or chocolate cake, he says. Oh, he only has two of the three pshatim. He says, we are make you like both pshatim, meaning either one, if you don't eat a lot of it, would be a mazonos, not hamotzi. We assume that both of them are pasabo bekistin. Then they bring down, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a third definition of pasabo bekistin, that it's a dry, hard, brittle cracker.
Out.
Like our matzah, b'kitzah.
If you start out saying mazonos and then you find out you've eaten more than you should, do you then make another bracha?
No. Not unless you plan now on eating that much. But if it just turns out that you changed your mind, or you just weren't careful, and it turns out that you've eaten that shear, you do not wash or make a bracha or bench. I don't think so. Not if you changed your mind in the middle.
After one slice, so do you want to have another?
I'm not sure about benching. I have to double check that. Okay. We'll stop here then. So why do we make hamotzi on matzah? Not so clear. Why do Ashkenazim make hamotzi on matzah? L'chayit mamish fits that third definition. Why is matzah different than a cracker? So is the excuse because we're Kovei Suda on it. They used to make, they probably still do. One, I think Manashevitz made a tam-tam, but it was mamash a matzah. It was flour and water. It was just shaped in the form of a cracker. And people made mazonos on it.
You call it lechem, it's lechem only. It's like,
no, you're talking about a regular matzah.
No,
I'm saying...
Right, with the camp.
When they made it like a cracker, people talk about made mazonos. So I guess we look at it, it's like a bread. It's just, you know, it's mamash like something to be kaveh a sudan. Yeah. Is it mazono cereal? I don't think you have to. If it's mazono cereal, you're just making mazonos.
There's a piece of banana in there.
It's a toffel. It's Iker and toffel. Oh, maybe someone has a car here. Does someone have a car here? I want to catch the 9:30, but I need a car to do so. 9:30. Nah. You have a car in your parking lot. That's not cold. You have a car yet.
Next time I have a car.